The state of our prisons, a priority for lawmakers following the riot on Maui triggered by overcrowding. That's the subject of today's Reality Check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Yu Hyun Jung on the line today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Catherine.
Yeah, so your article talks about a new oversight commission that's been slow to put together.
That's right. So in the previous legislative session, the legislature passed an oversight commission, which was a key recommendation by the HCR 85 Prison Reform Task Force. They actually previously released a very lengthy reform report that included other recommendations. But one of it was that you guys needed to bring your stuff together and create an independent oversight body, and the legislature delivered. And Governor Ige signed the bill, and it became Act 179. It has other measures also, but it establishes this oversight commission for the correctional system. And that happened in July, but thus far, only 2 out of the 5 people who are supposed to be on this board have been appointed, and no oversight coordinator, the only salaried position who's supposed to be serving this board, has not been hired yet.
I'm surprised, because I would have thought after talking about this for so long, they would have had some names, on a list and be ready to go once the governor signed this thing.
That's what one would think, but thus far, only 2 people, and those 2 people are, so Office of Hawaiian Affairs was the first entity to put out a name, and that was only days after the governor signed this bill. And the name they put forward is Mark Kawika Patterson, who is the administrator at the Hawaii Youth Correctional Facility. And this guy is basically a lifetime corrections professional. He was the women's facilities administrator at one point, and he worked at Halawa facility. He's worked at OCCC, though I will mention that in 2017, the Star Advertiser had an article criticizing him for his approaches, because he did get rid of some therapeutic programs at the youth facility. I interviewed him, and he said that those programs have been replaced since then, and he does have a vision for a more therapeutic approach now.
And so who is the second appointee?
The second appointee is retired Judge Ronald Ibarra of the Big Island, and he was also a former Hawaii County Corporation Counsel and also prosecutor in Kona.
And so, what are they saying about the other positions that need to get filled?
That they just haven't been filled. And so this oversight commission, for administrative purposes only, so for basically bureaucratic purposes only, is housed under the Attorney General's office. And the Attorney General's office has to deal with a lot of other boards that they're not budgeted for. This board actually has a budget. This commission, rather, has a budget. So for this fiscal year, they have $160,000, or about $160,000. That should cover the salary of this one position, the oversight coordinator. The commissioners do not get paid. But the 3 other commissioners who have to be appointed thus far should be appointed by the governor, the Senate president, and the House speaker. And we just don't know when that's going to happen or who they're going to be.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who they finally select. And is there a deadline as to when they've got to kind of get off the ground here?
There is no deadline, which is, maybe something the statute should have had. Mm. The statute says nothing about when these people should be appointed, which is why they can do this. But there is, however, a deadline for when this oversight coordinator should be starting, which is December 1st.
Okay.
So by December 1st, this oversight coordinator has to start. So at least there's a deadline for that.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens then. But thanks so much. That was reporter Yu Hyun Jung with today's Reality Check. To read the prison story and more, visit civilbeat.org.